Last week, a friend forwarded me a PDF of a funny little book. It was a kid's book for grown-ups with a catchy title, Go the F-Word to Sleep. It's by Adam Mansbach. I forwarded it on to my friends, and apparently I was not alone. The book has become a viral sensation. Apparently the PDF was leaked, and now every parent, it seems, under the sun has seen it. It's the number one best-selling title on Amazon, and it hasn't even been released yet. The publisher bumped up the release date from October to June because it was in such high demand, and Fox, get this, has already optioned the rights to turn it into a movie. Here's a little taste of it.
The cats nestle close to their kittens now. The lambs have laid down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please, go the fuck to sleep.
Here to talk about what this book's success could mean for publishing is Seth Godin. He's an author and founder of the Domino Project. That's an e-publishing venture. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
So this success story really doesn't follow the traditional model when it comes to publishing, because it was sent around as a PDF before it was even available to buy as a book, and now it's a bestseller and it's not even out yet. What does this say to you about the direction of publishing?
Well, you know, publishing has always been about taking a financial risk to bring an idea to the market. And traditionally, the way you brought that idea to the market was getting bookstores to put it in the front of the store and getting Oprah to put the author on television. And the problem with that strategy is it takes a long time and it's really expensive. And what the internet is doing, the same way it's remaking almost all sorts of marketing, is it's teaching publishers that the real opportunity is to get people to know what your idea is, that no one buys a book if they don't know what it's about. And so the goal is to use the internet sort of the way music used the radio to get people to know what your thing is about, because if they like that, they might buy the souvenir edition and you can sell some books.
So we don't know how this particular PDF was leaked and forwarded around. Do you have any suspicions? Do you think it was the publisher itself that did this, or was it someone
else? I think that would be extremely unlikely. Someone would get probably fired if that happened. Here's what happens. When you make a book and you want to share it with a reviewer or your editor or someone you've worked with, the easiest thing in the world when you've made the book in InDesign is to press one button and make a PDF. So you send it to one person you trust. It's a surprise to me that this doesn't happen more often, because once something's in the digital world, it wants to spread. The real testament here is that this idea is so clever that it was virus-worthy. That's hard to do. It's hard to make something worthy of spreading.
Yeah, and this one really seemed to hit a nerve, frustrated parents trying to get their kid to go to sleep.
Yeah, and I think it's also makes someone who used to have kids who had trouble going to sleep smile. It's sort of a nostalgic thing of bringing back in a funny way those special moments when you're sitting with your kid in bed.
But in this case, the entire book was available as a free PDF virally. So would publishers be worried that people would just read the free PDF and not buy the book?
Well, sure. Publishers are worried all the time about lots of things. In this case, what it says is that owning the physical instantiation of the book is worth $15. You already know the joke. You already know what the book is about. But you're imagining as you're reading this thing, oh, if I had a copy of this, I could give it to Sue or I could give it to Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to work for a lot of books. And this is what publishing is discovering, is that the web replaces lots and lots of nonfiction books. Because if you can look up the answer on Google, why on earth would you pay money to have a book that tells you the answer that takes a while to get and you have to store? So all the dummies type books and cookbook type books have evolved, because if it's just a piece of information, we don't need to buy it in book form anymore.
And also, I would imagine the artwork means something. We just mentioned a cookbook. Part of the reason, part of the allure of cookbooks is the beautiful photos of food that make your mouth water and that kind of thing. And then this particular case, there was a lot of art. It's a children's book, and it has a lot of beautiful artwork.
That's right. I mean, children's books are among the last books that we're going to see go digital, because a digital children's book is a pale imitation. And so book as souvenir, book as thing you can hold, book as the thing you remember from when your kid was two, those things are what books are really good at, and those aren't going to go away for a long time. What publishers are having trouble getting their arms around is this notion that information and books are two different things. And there's lots of ways to get information now. Something happens when you read a book that's different than when you're surfing the web. And I don't think that's going away at all. But the magic of e-books is that you can get them to market much, much faster. You don't have to chop down a lot of trees. And so there's more money to share with the author and with the publisher, even if you're charging a third as much.
So how are publishers doing in general with the advent of e-readers and with what we're talking about with, you know, free PDFs circulating around the Internet?
I think that publishers are stressed because they don't like the idea of their ideas spreading, and they don't like the idea of lots and lots of titles being published, and they don't like the idea of really cheap e-books because it flies in the face of a couple hundred years of publishing success. But the fact is, just because they don't like it doesn't mean it's not happening.
Author and e-publisher Seth Godin, you can see an excerpt from the book Go the F Word to Sleep at our website. Seth, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
And that website is kpcc.org. Go to the Madeline Brand show page. Coming up, how to win friends and influence people by the way you talk. New science on how fast you should talk. We'll have a review of the new video game set in the streets of LA and new music from Danger Mouse.